successful spring offensive, a roadside bomb wounded four Romanian soldiers in southern Afghanistan, and fierce fighting between government forces and insurgents elsewhere in the country reportedly killed dozens. The spike in violence darkens the outlook for the U.S.-Taliban dialogue aimed at finding a political end to the 18-year-old Afghan war, along with a reduction in violence during this year's fighting season. A major early Sunday morning Taliban attack on the northern city of Kunduz sparked heavy combat with Afghan forces in the area, and there were casualties on both sides. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could involve competing claims from both the United States and Sweden, which wants him on charges of sexual misconduct. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says she does not want her client sent to the United States.
If Sweden makes an extradition request, there will be a question for the Home Secretary about which case will take precedence, and we will certainly be asking for the same assurances that we asked before, which is that he wouldn't be sent to the United States after dealing with it. That is the same assurance we were seeking in 2010, and the refusal to give that is why he sought asylum.
So otherwise, he doesn't want to comply with it, unless there is that specific assurance?
The concern is and has always been about protecting him from being sent to the United States.
Dozens of members of the British Parliament have signed a letter urging the Home Secretary that if there are competing extradition requests, that Assange be sent to Sweden. Assange was arrested on Thursday when British police took him from Ecuador's London embassy, where he had taken refuge nearly 7 years ago. Ecuador had given its permission for the arrest on its diplomatic grounds. At least five people were killed Saturday morning during violent protests in Somalia's capital city, Mogadishu. Hundreds of drivers took to the streets to protest the recent killing of a motorized rickshaw operator. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a four-nation tour of South America, is talking up regional cooperation. In Paraguay, Pompeo cited the situation in Venezuela.
Look no further than the current crisis in Venezuela to see our teamwork in action. Together, we're working to restore stability and democracy from the chaos caused by Maduro.
Pompeo also carried the message that Nicolas Maduro must go.
As a member of the Lima Group, Paraguay stands among the leaders in our hemisphere in defense of democracy and calling out Maduro for what he truly is, a power-hungry tyrant who has brought ruin to his country and to his people.
Next stop for Pompeo, Cucuta, Colombia, just across the border with Venezuela, where he is scheduled to meet with Venezuelans who have taken refuge there. In Caracas on Saturday, thousands of Nicolas Maduro supporters filled the streets to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the founding of Venezuela's National Bolivarian Militia by former President Hugo Chavez. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, says the IMF will not help Venezuela deal with its economic crisis until a large majority of fund members decides whom to recognize as the country's leader.
And as soon as that happens and we can actually identify the authorities, then we stand ready to move in and help and, sort of harness all our resources if we are asked to help together with others.
Venezuela has been struggling with a deep economic crisis marked by widespread shortages of such basics as food and medicines. Sudan has its third leader in less than a week, this in the wake of the military overthrow of Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
That was Lucy Fielder of Reuters. U.S. President Donald Trump has used a series of overnight tweets to deny that he asked a border control official to close the U.S. frontier with Mexico and that he offered to pardon the official if he faced legal problems. On Friday, The New York Times and CNN reported that Mr. Trump asked Kevin McAleenan, then the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border to stop migrants from coming into the United States. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.